Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We're going to need a spaceship for this one because this is an e-buzz. It's going to be out of this world.
You're such a dork.
Are we tying a couple of stories together today?
No. We're going to be talking about what celebrities we think are aliens because we were just trying to debunk a viral TikTok about 10, 15 minutes ago in the last break where a family saw what they believe is to be a spaceship in the sky. I think it is just flying geese because that is what scientists on the internet have told me. So, of course, with my little pea brain, that's what I'm going to believe.
So we put this video up online, or we will, at thebirdshow.com, and then you guys can make your own decision, but it sure looks like you got three UFOs up there just all hanging out.
So then off the air, we were kind of like, I wonder what celebrities are aliens or which kind of remind us of aliens. And I sort of jokingly, in a very affectionate way, because she's very talented and beautiful, I was like, I think Anya Taylor-Joy might be an alien if there was ever to be a celeb that was an alien. She just has that Tim Burton look. She's killing it in the career, but I thought we could go around and pitch which celebrities we think are out of this world, if you will.
Mo, she's the lead on Queen's Gambit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I kicked it off with Anya Taylor-Joy. I'm also going to throw in Tom Cruise to the mix.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just because he just seems to have no fear of anything on Earth. And I think only an alien who has superpowers is going to be willing to fly on the side of a plane and knowing I'm going to be okay because I'm an alien.
Solid pick.
Okay, who's up next?
All right, so I have my three picks. First out the gate, and the only reason why is strictly aesthetics, Steve Buscemi. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm Googling him.
That's not human.
Yep. Then
I love that he looked at himself in the mirror one day and said, I could be an actor.
Absolutely.
He's kind of hot. I could get it.
What?
Yeah. Also, did y'all know he's a New York firefighter and during 9/11 he went back and volunteered?
Yeah.
That's hot.
That makes him hot.
That does make him hot. I do know who this guy is.
But that face does not.
I don't know. It's dark. Just make it dark.
And then this, she's either a vampire or an alien. Cher.
Ooh.
I feel like Cher is an alien. And then lastly, Britney Spears.
I had Britney also.
She has a song where she sings, I'm an alien.
Yeah.
She told us. It's in the writing.
Yeah, she's been glitching lately.
Yeah.
Maybe she's AI.
Yeah. All right. Mom, what do you got?
I got Will Smith. I feel like he's been in a lot of alien movies, the Chris Rock thing, and the way that he lives his life, it just gives alien to me.
It's giving alien.
It just gives
it's
it.
UFO.
I got Tom Cruise as well, and Jackie Chan, just for how they both do their own stunts. Halle Berry, too fine, too long, and Morgan Freeman, too old, too long. All aliens.
All right, one, you won't probably know the name, but the rest of us might. Old school guy, Gary Busey.
Funny story. When in Nashville with my mom, we were at this hotel and we ran into Terry Bradshaw, and I thought it was Gary Busey.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
How do you get those two confused? Yes.
Oh, Gary Busey in four different Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yep.
I was like, that's Gary Busey from that commercial.
Dude, if you've seen him in any videos over the course of the last 10 years, wow. Okay, Gary Busey. And all the others I have, and there's going to be more than three here, all fit into one category, and it's so freaking obvious, right? Kim Kardashian, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Baby, 2 Chainz, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pharrell Williams, Serena Williams, Spike Lee, and Jay Leno all fall into one category, and it's easy to tell.
That they're aliens?
That they're aliens.
They all have something in common?
They all have something in common that is
what?
Proof positive they are aliens. You want the list again?
Please. Yes.
Kim Kardashian, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Baby, 2 Chainz, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pharrell Williams, Serena Williams, Spike Lee, and Jay Leno are all aliens for one glaring, obvious reason.
What
the hell is Spike Lee doing on that list? I can't figure this out.
It's so obvious that none of us can see it.
Katie it will Perry. Be crystal clear when I tell you why.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Both of them. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
You want the obvious answer?
Yes.
Each one of them owns a Cybertruck.
Oh, my God.
Only Cybertrucks would be attractive to aliens.
Aliens don't need those janky POSs.
I'm trying to picture Beyonce in a Cybertruck, and I just, I can't see it.
It's true. They got one.
No, they're smarter. I think the aliens are smart. Matt Damon has a water charity. Where are the aliens living? Water. He's Harvard educated. Okay. Angelina Jolie, ethereal beauty. Beautiful, right? Played an alien in a movie. Matt Damon in The Martian. Cardi B, The Noises Alone.
The Noises Alone.
But also, she's like really, really smart and tied into politics and societal stuff.
All right, the Girls Gone Wild creator says, despite filming underage girls drunk, he's actually a victim. And I'm going to explain his reasoning on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Look at this. The economy has turned around already. And here's how I know. This is incredible. Cyber Monday just set a new record for the biggest online shopping day ever, capital letters, ever in the United States. Look at that. Everything's fine.
We back.
Economy's great. Spent collectively in the United States, we spent $13.3 billion, up from up 7% from last year.
Congrats, damn. Biden. There
you- It's already turned around. Let's see. For 1 2-hour stretch on Monday night, we were spending more than $15 million every minute.
Damn.
Dang.
That's a lot.
Insane.
Every minute. We also set a new record for total online spending between Thanksgiving Day and Cyber Monday. $41 billion. $1 billion. So people had the cash, and they were spending it over the last couple of weeks. All right, Rebecca, you're done. You are done being the single sister.
I'm ready to stop being a single sister because I am the only girl in my family who is not somehow betrothed or have some sort of man in their life. And this is a long time coming because I sat down and I did the math, and which was hard for me because I'm really bad at math and I went to art school.
Where do you fall in the sister order?
So I'm the oldest sister.
Okay.
I have two younger sisters.
Got it.
Which kind of makes it sting worse, I think. My middle sister is engaged and has been for a few years now. And my youngest sister has had a long-term boyfriend for years at this point, probably like 5 years. And the last time I was in a relationship was 5 years ago. So that's a little bit of a dry spell. I usually don't really feel that pressure to not be single, though. Like, I'm not that girl. I'm not Abby. I'm sorry.
Who feels like...
Damn. What a strength. Abby's
like... Shots fired. Man. Listen, I have 30 minutes to fill on the show. I have to talk about something.
No, I think you're so relatable. And I feel... Sometimes I'm like, what am I missing? Because I feel like there's a chip in me where I'm missing this thing where I feel like I need to have a significant other.
Your situation is more dire than Abby's. And I'll tell you why.
Because I'm old?
No, I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, you're old and decrepit. And your time is ticking.
No.
Because if I have my facts right, 5 years ago, you were just dating dudes, correct?
That is true.
Now you're dating both and you're still getting shut out. So, Abby, you're off the hook.
Okay, that's fair. That is fair. Well, I've kind of always felt that once I'm completely open, I will just find my person. Like, it's up to me to let myself out there and like open up my heart, and then it'll just all fall into the right place. And I feel that way for a reason. Mm-hmm. I have kind of a curse. I've only been on like 4 dates in my entire life.
Really?
Because every single time I go on a first date, that man becomes my boyfriend for like 2 to 3 years, and then we break up and I have a very brief hoe phase, and then I go on another first date and it's like rinse and repeat. I have another boyfriend. So my last boyfriend, I was like, I'm getting off this train. Mm-hmm. I can't do this again. And I really enjoyed being single because I was in relationships from like 16 to like 25. I'm like a cat. I want to be independent. I don't feel lonely, and I have a unique like interior decorating style that I don't want to ruin with other people's stuff. So it's been cool. But that all sort of changed when I went on a trip for Thanksgiving with my two sisters and their boyfriend and fiance last week to Alaska, because I was sitting there and I love these two guys. They're like my brothers that I never wanted. but I was watching them interact with my sisters. And I was like, oh, it would be kind of nice to have someone that I could take on a trip like this. Someone who will be sweet to me. Someone who'll get my coffee. I don't have to make my own coffee. That would be very sick. And this feeling only worsened because one day we went to this gorgeous park. And let me just like paint the picture for you. Frozen Lake, mountains are right there. The snow is falling softly. We're all just taking it in. And we all turn around to go back to the car because famously Alaska is cold and we were done. And my youngest sister's boyfriend stops and says, hold on, I need to do something. And immediately my heart dropped into my stomach because I was like, oh my God, he is about to ask my tiny little baby sister who is 26 to get married. Luckily, that's not what he did.
Luckily. Thank God.
He took hold of a branch of a very like snow covered tree that he was standing next to and kind of flung it around like until all the snow fell off.
It was just an intrusive thought about a tree branch.
Yeah. I think obviously not ready for marriage. More into snowy trees at this point.
I'm actually pissed for your sister because if I was standing there and a dude was like in that beautiful setting and like stops everybody and says, wait, I need to do something. Your ass better be getting down on bended knee and not grabbing a tree branch to shake some snow off of it. No. If it was me, he'd be getting down. It's because I pushed him, though.
Yeah, he just wanted to fling the snow off the tree. But that just put it way into perspective that I was like, I need to at least start casually dating before my youngest sister gets engaged. And that's why I'm here today, because I'm about to abuse the platform that you guys have so graciously gifted me.
Okay.
Because I am going to use radio to solicit my perfect significant other.
Okay. That never works. I love you. Oh, no, it worked for Stacey.
It sure did. Uh-huh. My ex-wife came on here and we found her a great dude. They are in love and they are together.
See, it works. And I was very inspired by that because today I want to ask, do you want to date Rebecca?
What is this music? Okay. Are you sure we're dating Rebecca and not doing something else to Rebecca?
I know, right?
I didn't sign up for that movie.
Sounds like that hoe phase music.
It's that boom boom room music right there.
So here's what I'm looking for. You are a man ranging between 30 and 35 with brown eyes, a good sense of humor that knows the difference between your and your. Or a woman ranging between 30 and 48 with brown eyes, a good sense of humor, willing to guide a baby gay through her first same-sex relationship.
Baby gay. Wasn't that a huge hit on Netflix?
A baby gay?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Baby reindeer?
That's the one.
That's a different movie.
But to make this an equal playing field, allow me to share a few things about myself. I am a woman, brown eyes, partially green hair, sarcastic in nature, with a body that won't quit. Literally. I'm a survivor. I pride myself on having a good sense of humor, a strong wit, compassionate heart, and full pouty lips that rival Tom Hardy's. Have you seen Tom Hardy's lips?
Yes, I know.
They look like Princess Peach lips.
They do. He's very pouty. The lip filler's working overtime.
If that interests you and you fit any of the previous criteria, please email a photo of yourself, a quick bio, and a screenshot of your voting record to date. Date Rebecca Lancaster at yahoo.com. Once again, that is date Rebecca Lancaster at yahoo.com. Thank you.
Okay. Well, best of luck.
You're not going to get any dates using a Yahoo email.
Yeah, how come you didn't go with AOL?
I like Yahoo.
Gmail, perhaps?
One of the instant messages.
Pound it out for Yahoo. I'm a Yahoo girl.
Hell yeah. I feel like we've got a competition almost going on here between Rebecca and Amanda, and we're going to call it the Breeders' Cup.
Okay. No one said anything about children.
The Burt Show. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know it sounds like a cheesy cliche, but it's true. What you guys did yesterday was you created a Christmas miracle for a family. And if you started listening to the show yesterday around this time, then you already know. We had a family that was in here, a grandmother that was in here, and desperate, absolutely desperate to help out a family, and specifically not only her and her grandkids, but her daughter, who just found out that she's got cancer and might not be around for next Christmas for her kids. This could very well be, although I'm sure you don't want to think about this, but you had to let these thoughts crawl into your head. This very well could be her last Christmas with her kids.
Yes. It could be her last Christmas with her kids. And that's why I'm trying to spend as much time I can with my daughter. You know, and the kids, you know, we haven't really sat down and told them, you know, about what's going on, but they do know that they're aware that their mom is sick.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, I lost my fiance.
Saturday? You lost your fiance?
I'm so sorry.
And there was their papa, and we sat down and told them he had lung cancer, and he was just diagnosed with it in August, on his birthday, August the 4th. And he just passed on Saturday, and he was mainly helping me with my grandboys, making sure they try to get the things they need. And now he's not here, so I'm dealing with that. And I don't know what else to do.
So clearly you're dealing with emotional crisis. They're also looking at the possibility of having to say to their 7 and 10-year-old, 12-year-old, that, look, Santa's not going to make it around this year. So we have this program that we've been doing for years called Breaking and Entering, where we find a family that's nominated by somebody, and we ask you guys for help. And then when the family's not even in the house, we come on in, and we completely overhaul the home with gifts and a Christmas tree and lights and anything they can need. This was so much more than just superficial for this family, though. It wasn't just about PlayStations and games. It was about pillowcases. It was about sheets. They had nothing. It was about rent.
Winter coats.
They didn't know how they were going to pay rent come tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys to help us out and go to the website with the help of Perposity. You know all this. Yesterday, it's a nonprofit app that we've been using. It's a little bit like an Amazon wish list, but it's just for nonprofits. And there were so many items on that list that we all in here thought it would take days to fulfill this. Didn't take you guys days. Took you guys 90 minutes.
I mean, just absolutely in awe. So to give you an idea of what you accomplished in 90 minutes, total number of gifts purchased were 271, such as Coat, sneakers, Amazon Fire, Kids Pro Tablet, Air Hog, Zero Gravity RC Car, National Geographic Marble Run, Hover Soccer Ball, Magic Set, Apple iPad, 10th Generation Drone, Titanic Model Kits, Titanic Board Game, Titanic Theme Nightlight, Twin Bedding Decor, Toilet Man Plushies, Laser Tag Guns with Vests, Apple App Store Gift Cards, Roblox a Digital Gift Code, PlayStation, a Makeover Spa Day, 43-inch TV, Instacart Grocery Gift Cards, Uber Gift Cards. And that's not all of it.
That's just it.
But when we tally everything up as far as the gifts and the needs you met, and then also the give more to help them pay rent, utilities, etc. So there's the monetary donations. You gifted this family $16,769.
Wow.
That's
life-changing.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and don't let that number, you know, because sometimes when we're watching headlines or we're reading about sports and they're talking about $250 million contract to a family that literally has nothing and doesn't know how to pay rent. Having all of this plus the total value at $16,000 for this family is a crazy big amount of money, right?
It's life-changing on so many levels. I mean, obviously, financial. I'm just... I am in awe of what you all did. We should know, because you do this every single time we ask anything of you. You step up so huge for those in need. But just to know, to be able to take that pressure off their shoulders of the financial burdens that they've had to bear. I mean, she didn't have a way to get to and from her doctor's appointments. So they needed those Uber gift cards so she can get to her doctor's appointments. And to not have to worry about utilities, to not have to worry about rent, and to be able to just focus on each other and quality family time before there is no more quality family time to be had. I mean, that's the greatest gift of all.
Yeah, and the beauty of this also is you guys went so over the top on this family, and I was trying to stress this yesterday also when it really looked like we're going to meet these numbers in an hour and a half. What you guys did was you gave them so much abundance that they've got a lot of stressful days ahead of them after December 25th. Already 2025 is going to be a very stressful year, and they know this. But what you have done is you have given them peace of mind here for at least 6 months, at least 6 months of rent, right? Now they have sheets for their beds, right? And pillowcases, things we take for granted every single day. You guys have changed their life for at least the next 6 months and given just a little peace in what's going to turn out to be a pretty stressful time for them over the next couple months.
And if you want to add to that, and you didn't get a chance to do it yesterday, it's still up at thebirdshow.com. You can still contribute to this family's rent, their utilities, their food for the months to come. And the give more option is still on the website as well if you'd like to give to the family that way as well.
So what we're going to do here next week is we're taking all of these items, all right? Grandma is going to make sure that the family is out of the house, or we're going to go to hospice. I'm not sure how we're going to pull this off or where it's going to happen yet. And all of these items that you guys supplied, the family will walk in to whatever room that is, building that is, apartment that is, house that is, thinking it's going to be an empty house, the one that they left. And then when they open up the door, there are going to be lights and a Christmas tree and a crazy amount of presents that the family never thought and probably has never had before in their life. And you guys did that.
Those kids are going to get tucked into their beds at night with brand new sheets, brand new comforters, brand new pillowcases, and then they're going to go to school the next day with a brand new winter coat. I mean, you can't ask for more.
Can't imagine how that's going to feel for them.
You guys are the best, man. It's The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, first things first, we got to get to the important stuff around Atlanta. It's tragic. We might have to take a couple of seconds for silence.
I was not prepared for this response when I just randomly came across this in my Insta feed and told you guys what was happening.
Yeah, and Abby and I had very different reactions to it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, I'm not necessarily sentimental about this place. I think I've been there maybe 3 times, mm-hmm. and it's just every time it's a disappointment.
I think I've been there twice and been run out of there by youngsters because I looked around that room and I'm like, I am way too old to be here.
Yeah.
But it is an institution on Roswell Road. I know some of you guys are freaking out right now. It's not the dance place.
It's not Johnny's.
It's not Johnny's.
Johnny is safe.
Johnny's never going anywhere.
No.
The Ivy is closing.
And what's crazy is after 14 years, but for some reason I thought it was there a lot longer.
Yeah, it does have that feel, doesn't it? It smells like it's been there longer.
It definitely smells like it's been there longer. I've been there 2 or 3 times myself, and like you, I got ran out because clearly I was entirely too old.
Okay, so I've only been one and done for me. I took my niece there. This was years ago. I mean, this is probably like 13 years ago. Took my niece there, and I didn't get run out. I was so determined to like be young and be hip and be cool. Nobody spoke to me. Nobody talked to me. Nobody wanted to dance with me. Nobody bought me shots. But my niece was like,
no doubt.
The dudes, you couldn't like pull them off of her with a crowbar. I went home and felt so bad about myself.
Yeah, Abby will do that to you.
Right?
Abby, you're the most recent attendee of the Ivy. So for those that have never been to this institution in Buckhead, explain what it is.
It's basically like a frat house sports bar if a 2010s beauty influencer decorated it. Like the inside has, no, is
it's
that not?
Oddly, it's oddly specific and accurate.
It's specific because if you walk inside, there's like this damask wallpaper that looks like it should be in like Jaclyn Hill's bathroom, but then there's TVs everywhere, so it's a sports bar, and then you go outside and it's all of like the big universities sports teams' flags.
Minus one.
Minus one. Who's not in there? UK?
Yes.
UK's really? Not in there.
You're the only one that's noticed.
Every time I drive by and I look at all the flags, I'm like,
yeah. And the median age in there is like 17. Yeah. Like I go in there and I feel old. Like I'm like, I shouldn't be here. It's so young.
But I think for me, just because it is just sort of this divey institution that has been around. I mean, if you're in that industry for 14 years in this city, you have done something special.
Absolutely.
No matter how crappy the place might be, and mm-hmm. no matter how hard it is to actually pick your shoes up from that sticky floor.
It is the stickiest. If there was an award for stickiest floor in Atlanta, I would get it.
There's going to be plenty of nominees now for the most, but it's just kind of a bummer to see a place that has been around for 14 years go away and has been such a joyful place for high school juniors and seniors for so long.
I just wish I'd have got there 20 years percent before.
Right.
All right, so Kristen has an idea that it doesn't smell right to me. There is something that just doesn't smell right to me, and it's maybe because I'm nervous of the disappointment.
I know you're trying to protect your heart because you don't want to be hurt, and I get that. But I got an email from Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, right? The actual airport didn't write me an email, but the woman who works in marketing did. And we had been talking off air. I don't think we had disclosed on air what we had found out, but we had been talking off air about who's going to be the new voice of the plane train.
Well, here's where it all came up, is that I got a DM from a listener that screenshotted an article saying that a radio personality has already been selected. Ryan Cameron has already been selected to be the Atlanta Hartsfield voice of the entire airport. Now, Ryan is a professional friend of mine. So while there was some part of me that was like, well, hey, good for Ryan, that dude is a hustler, I was mourning because as much traveling as I do, it would be an honor to be that voice. And I didn't know anything about it.
Yep. And so we were talking, and it was so weird that day we were talking about it. And, you know, yes, and you can feel more than one emotion at a time. Bert was feeling, you know, happiness and pride for his friend and colleague Ryan, but also feeling very envious and jealous and sad for himself because his you know, silvery pipes were not even considered for this gig.
So the Atlanta airport for me, if you're listening for any amount of time, is the girl that I really want to go out with that wants nothing to do with me.
We couldn't get you on the billboard.
Couldn't get me on the billboard.
Keep getting away.
Every celebrity in Atlanta, even if they had only 13 people on their TikTok account, they were on these billboards in Atlanta. And I travel, and it's my passion to travel. I have spent so much money and so much time in that airport. It would be an honor for me to have my picture up. Couldn't get that done. And then they didn't even ask. I wasn't even in consideration. It's the girl that doesn't want to go out with me. I'm the short guy.
But that day, literally that day, I check my email, and it says, please see attached for an airport talent engagement opportunity.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, they've sent these before. And I opened it and I'm scrolling through. And it says, through this request for proposals, Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport seeks to establish a roster of qualified vendors to be engaged on a needed basis to provide talent to the corporation. And what this is specifically looking for is voices for the airport.
Now, something doesn't smell right to me here, though. Okay? Something just doesn't smell right. Now, I've been in this industry, and I know in other industries, sometimes they will fill a position, but out of obligation, they have to post it, even though the position has really kind of, wink, wink, already been filled. So I'd be willing to do the work on this because it does take a lot. Like, you got to put a reel together. Mm-hmm. You got to put a voice audition together and everything. So I'm lining these whole things up, right? And it says that selected vendors will be engaged for 1 year. Mm-hmm. It's a contract that'll take effect on December 1st, 2024. So why would they be soliciting for a job when the contract starts on December 1st?
Well, but when you look down, you have to have the submissions on
December 9th, it says. Yep. Submissions are due on December 9th, but the contract starts on December 1st.
Probably 2025.
It says 2024.
I think it's retroactive because again, you kept saying, but Ryan Cameron has been tapped for this. However, it says a roster. So they're looking for multiple people whose voices they want to utilize.
Well,
and I went down to the scope of work to fully understand what they're looking for here. And it says ATL is seeking professional voiceover talent to serve as the consistent and official voice of the Atlanta airport. Recordings will include messages on the, what they, we call it the plane train, but they call it the automated people mover.
Nobody's ever called it.
They said the automated people mover, and then they go, also known as a plane train. And then the selected talent will also record audio messages heard throughout the airport's public address system. The recordings consist of operational directioner and at times and perhaps emergency messaging.
Could you imagine, if Ryan is the only voice in there and I travel as much as I do, could you imagine me going through the airport without the rage that I would absolutely feel not having even a shot at this thing?
How about even more rage? Because there is one person in here for sure. If they record it, they will get picked. And every time you ride the plane train, you'll be listening to Kaylee's voice.
Could be, man. He does have the voice. Now, here's something else you need to know. And this is open to anybody. It's not just professionals. If you wanted to try it, they are paying $75,000 for this thing.
What? Don't afford that over here.
$75,000. Now, I will say this. If you want to seriously consider me, I would do it for just $10,000 to go to Burt's Big Adventure. I would do it for free, man. That's how much of an honor it would be. But I really kind of feel like this thing's already done.
I followed up and I hit them up and they said that they're still looking for submissions.
She don't want to kiss me. She wants to kiss Kaylee.
You might want to invest in some really good headphones to travel.
All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We heard you guys. We heard you guys when you made the request this year, an interesting request that you wanted to sort of do a where are they now for our Secret Santa, not Secret Santa, our Scared Straight Santa kids, right? What exactly is Scared Straight, Santa Scared Straight?
All right, so Santa Scared Straight, we have a direct line to Santa. He is friends with the Burt Show, and for years now, if you have a child that is firmly on the naughty list, we're not talking about teetering here. You know, we had a kid yesterday or the other day that throat punched somebody. This is the kind of behavior we're talking about where Santa needs to make a phone call and, you know, have a little heart to heart and move them over to the nice list. So you tell us about a little bit about your kid and why you need Santa to call them. And we call Santa and we're like, hey, this mom could really use some help. So Santa takes a beat out of his busy schedule and he calls up your kid and tries to get that behavior going right and get that kid on the nice list.
So we're doing it again this year. We will call Santa. He's been increasingly annoyed with us over the years. He's like, again?
Yeah.
But he does do the calls for us. So you can reach out at theburtshow.com and just tell us about your kid or whoever you want Santa to call. Go ahead and do that. But you guys have asked, like, how about some of these kids from the past, right?
Hi, Nathan. It's Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
So this was just a couple of years ago here, right? It was Nathan that we were dealing with, and he was 7 years old at the time. He is 10 now. You'll remember Nathan because he thought Santa was going to bring presents to him no matter what, right? He was flicking boogers on everybody.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 year old just putting his finger up his nose and just letting it fly.
He's tossing them. Okay.
Strangers, people he knows, friends, family, right? He'd run around naked. He'd spread his butt cheeks and toot on people's faces.
What?
This kid was a real nemesis. All right? I kept turning off grandma's oxygen. You guys remember this?
Shut up. Yes.
Pulling at grandma's hair and kicking the back of grandma's seat in the car. This was a real problem child we had. So Santa had to call Nathan again, 7 years old at the time, and say, look, the boogers, the near-death experiences,
the attempted
grandma,
murder,
spreading the cheeks,
it's all gotta stop.
Hi, Nathan. It's Santa. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. The day is quickly approaching, and I wanted to go over a few things because I don't want you to end up on the naughty list, and I'm looking at some things that could maybe land you on the naughty list.
Okay. Like what?
Well, first of all, you seem to think that I will bring you presents no matter what. And I'm here to tell you, that's not true.
Okay, wait.
Because we just got a big shipment of coal in. Would you like me to bring you some coal instead of toys?
I like toys, but not coal.
Okay, well, let's go to the next thing. You refuse to do work. For example, putting laundry in the hamper. Where does laundry go?
In the hamper.
Yeah, in the hamper. All right. And I understand you have a reward system now for doing something. Can you tell me what that something is?
Pom-poms and Sonic.
You get pom-poms.
Yeah, and flushing the toilet.
For flushing the toilet.
Yeah, and also, we'll tell me which mini I got today on day number 6.
What's that?
Tell me which mini I got today on day number 6.
Mom, I'm going to need a translation.
He wants to know which mini he got from Thomas the Train Advent Calendar on day number 6.
Duh. Oh, are you trying to test Santa?
He's trying to test you.
Santa does not like to be tested. I don't think you want to play that game with me.
Oh.
Which I think this leads to my next point. You talking back, and you always say, I don't want to have to do that. I'm in charge, not you. Well, guess who's in charge of presents for Christmas? Santa Claus.
Okay, I really want a real steam Thomas.
You want a real steam Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, that'll be awesome on my track.
If you keep acting bad, then maybe I can bring some coal for that train.
I'd rather just have a train, thank you.
You'd rather just have the train, okay. I'm looking at my Santa vision because, you know, Santa sees everything. And just today, I see your mom's boyfriend picked you up. And what did you do to him?
How did you know?
I told you, don't test me. Santa knows everything.
Okay. But that's awesome. You know, I accidentally put something that came out of my nose. I'm not saying that because it's inappropriate.
You accidentally flicked something on him that came out of your nose, but you don't want to say it because it's inappropriate?
Yeah.
I'm giving you permission. You can tell me this one time. What did you do?
Flicked a booger on him.
Flicked a booger on him.
Yeah.
All right, no more flicking boogers. That's nasty.
Okay.
And what's your fascination with talking about diapers?
I just like them, but I don't want to give them, but I don't want to wear them.
You're 7 years old. I think you've grown out of the diaper stage.
Okay.
What's this about you at home running out naked and spreading your butt cheeks, and then you bend over and you do something? What do you do in front of people's faces?
I chew in their face and they do smell that.
You toot in their face and you say, do you smell that?
Yeah.
You need to stop doing that, okay?
Okay.
Lastly, let's talk about Grandmama, okay?
Okay.
What is Grandma on?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. And what do you keep doing in the car to Grandma's oxygen when she's in the car?
Turn it off.
You turn off her oxygen?
Yeah.
Goodness. And what else do you do? What do you do to her hair?
I pull her hair, but not too hard.
And then, what do you do to the back of Grandma's seat in the car?
Kick it.
You kick the back of Grandma. Let me get this straight. You turn off her oxygen, you pull her hair, and you kick the back of her seat. And I see there's a hole in the seat from you kicking it.
No, I know.
Well, two things. Number one, stop doing all that. And number two, don't expect a gift from Grandmama this Christmas, okay?
Okay.
All right, so that was a couple of years ago.
The menace.
Might have been our worst case, man.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
All right, so you guys wanted an update to see, if he has stopped all of this.
No, we just want to check on Grandma.
Make sure she's okay.
Yes, that's the real check-in.
Thanks. I was trying to avoid that because I don't know the outcome of that.
Okay.
Hey, Jennifer. Good morning. This is Nathan's mom. Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Has there been some progress over the last couple of years? And did Santa have any kind of impact on your seven-year-old at the time?
Oh, yes. He got off that phone and he was so worried that Santa would not bring him anything for Christmas. He was so upset. And I reminded him, I said, Santa said, turn it around and you'd get some presents, but you got to stop doing some of this stuff.
Okay, so it worked for that year. Did it work for when he was 8 and 9?
Yes. So throughout the year, I do use the statement, you know, if you continue this problem behavior, remember Santa's watching and he may not bring you Christmas presents.
Uh-huh.
Problem behavior. Trying to take out your grandma is AKA problem behavior.
Well, he actually immediately stopped that. We problems with that.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. So he realized like that was the biggest offense, you know, grandma needs air.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we all do.
Okay. I'm not going to ask the obvious question.
Let's not.
Okay. All right. So we did make some progress here and it worked. All right. Jennifer, thank you for the update. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye now. All right. So the rest of you guys.
It's working.
It's working. And it worked for 3 years here. So if you have a child, like Kristen said, you already know it's on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah.
Then the only thing that can help you here is getting a call from Santa. So tell us all about it at theburtshow.com.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Girls Gone Wild creator says that the underage girls that he filmed victimized him. He's the victim here.
Joe Francis is the victim?
Joe Francis, who is currently in Mexico to avoid charges from the United States, says that he is the victim. So he recently did an interview for a Peacock docuseries called Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story.
Kristen will never see it. Because she's just not going to pay for Peacock. She has put her foot down on this one.
What do you have against Peacock?
Can we have a sidebar conversation here right now?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. All right. So listen. There are so many streaming services now, right?
Uh-huh.
Like we all, like back at, like years ago, we got rid of cable because it just made more sense just to do the streaming services, mm-hmm. right? We could watch everything on the streaming service and we could save buku bucks. But then everything started pairing off and now it went from like you had Netflix and Hulu to Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple Plus, Paramount, Peacock. I mean, the list goes on and on. One, I don't know where the hell anything is anymore.
Right.
And Yellowstone just came out with its latest season. It's like actually the second half of the fifth season, right? Because they brought it out in installments. And I need to watch the first half, but I can't find it. And it's a Paramount show. And some Yellowstone episodes are on Paramount, which I pay for because I pay for Paramount Plus because Paw Patrol is on there. But I went and I'm trying to find freaking Yellowstone and it's on Peacock, but I don't pay for Peacock anymore. My husband actually was the one who put his foot down. He's like, why do we have Peacock? And I go, because I like watching The Office episodes. And he goes, that's ridiculous. We're getting rid. So we got rid of Peacock and that's what Yellowstone is on.
It's tough living in America.
this is definitely a hashtag first world problem.
It is infuriating though. So I have Xfinity and I got the voice command thing. So I'll say Yellowstone. And because I've got the Xfinity package, it will come up no matter what, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I love this dude, Taylor Sheridan, who has been writing everything Yellowstone, Lioness. He's got a new show called Land Man out also.
Lioness is amazing.
It's great. Mm-hmm. It's really great, right? Some of them I get with Xfinity on my free package, yet some of them on Paramount Plus, which I don't have. Then there are others on Peacock, so I'm watching half seasons here and half seasons there. It's appalling.
It is.
Some of them are even free, like for some of the episodes, and then some of the other episodes are not free. That's frustrating too.
Yeah, it's like a drug dealer on the court.
Yeah,
give you a little sample.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to download blippy episodes for a car ride, and like he was on Disney Plus, but then I couldn't. But then you had to go to Hulu in order to download him because he's on Hulu as well. And I'm like, what? God!
This damn country.
So I'm still on a mission. I refuse to pay. Like I saw
the
Yellowstone episode is like you could pay like $2.99 or whatever, and I'm like, hail to the knob.
You are digging in on this.
I'm gonna find a way to watch this S for free before I finish the rest of the season.
So it's funny that you brought this documentary up because I was reading some headlines on BuzzFeed about it and I couldn't find it. Now I know why. It's on Peacock.
Y'all got Peacock blocked, so you won't.
Yes, you can say it.
I know there's a problem. I was sitting on that. I was like, I don't know if I can say that or not.
100.
So, are you done? Are you good with your...
Yeah.
You got it all out?
I did. Thank you very much.
Okay, so anyway, back to Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story. Joe was asked about an incident that happened in 2003 where he got four girls drunk and then filmed them nude in some intimate situations. All four of them turned out to be underage, so they went to police in Panama City, Florida. He pled no contest to all of the charges, but fled the country in 2014. So when he was asked if he felt bad for what happened during that incident, he said, quote, "No, because I don't believe they were victimized. They victimized me. They were 17, just shy of 18. They were the ones that victimized us. I believe, we all believe, that they were put up by the Panama City police and it was all an operation. So I believe that it was quite orchestrated. I walked into a bleeping snake pit, okay?"
All right, so even if it was a sting operation, right, and a 16-year-old walks in there and you do unspeakable things to a 16- and 17-year-old, you still did the 16- and 17-year-old unspeakable things.
Yeah, I hate the sentiment that, like, everything changes on somebody's 18th birthday. Like, even if someone is 8, like, oh, okay, it's okay because they're 18, it's still, like, this person was in school 15 days ago.
And let's let common sense wash over us here. Maybe they did have fake IDs, whatever. And so he feels like he was entrapped, blah, blah, blah. I'm here to let you know that the PCB police aren't going to let underage girls go through with something like that as a sting operation. Like, they're going to intervene before anything happens to them. So that right there is ludicrous that he thinks, oh no, Panama City Beach police, they were in on it. There's no way they would let a minor engage in activity like that to get you.
That's why dude is now living in Mexico City.
Yeah, fleeing on these charges. So, yeah, he's still shady, but at least he's not in this country anymore. All right, a comedian is defending himself after Kendrick Lamar allegedly took shots at him on his new album. We'll get into the conflict on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.